Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Good day, friend. Thank you so much for joining me for your self-love meditation. Though we are sharing this meditation during our self-love challenge in celebration of February and Valentine's Day, I encourage you to refer back to this meditation anytime you need to recommit to love for yourself. Please get into a position that feels comfortable for you, with your palms facing up and open for receiving, or facing down for grounding. And if you feel safe doing so, you can close your eyes or lower your gaze so that you don't get distracted. Let's begin by taking deep breaths, inhaling and exhaling, having lots of intention, welcoming in stillness in this moment. This month, we have been heavily focused on love and self-love. But what does that really mean? How we show love to and appreciate ourselves can vary because we all need and express love in different ways. And you get to decide what love feels like for you. But regardless of your definition, it must always begin with you. Over time, we can be conditioned to believe that we must perform to receive love. We're taught that from a young age, that when we are well-behaved, we are rewarded. When we do well in school, we are rewarded. When we follow instructions, we're rewarded. And that snowballs as we get older. When we're in partnerships where we feel like we do more for other people, that's when we feel like we're earning that love as a reward. Or when we feel like we need to be fully committed to our work and owned by our work, then we feel like we earn appreciation. But I want to remind you that you are worthy and deserving of love, devotion, and appreciation, regardless of those things. You do not have to earn love in any way. And that's a tough lesson to learn because we have been conditioned to feel the opposite. But when you think about a newborn baby, what does a newborn baby have to do to receive love, to be taken care of, to be cared for, to have their needs met? A baby, they don't really do anything. They simply exist and ideally receive the care that they need. And that doesn't change as we get older. We still deserve and receive the care that we need purely for existing. Now, the older we get, it is a little different than when we are babies, because that means that a lot of our care comes from ourselves. As we get older, as we gain skills, as we gain the ability to take care of ourselves, that does often become our responsibility. However, even the care that you give yourself does not need to be earned. It is rightfully yours. Love for yourself is rightfully yours. So while you're deciding what love feels like for you, I want you to check in with yourself. Ask yourself, how is your heart doing? What is on your heart? What do you need more of? What do you need less of? Don't brush off the answer. Really make sure that you listen to yourself, because if you don't listen to you, who will? Now, as we lock in these acts of self-love, I want you to repeat the following mantras. You can repeat them out loud, or you can write them in a journal. Repeating after me, my greatest love comes from within. My greatest love comes from within. I am worthy of all that is good. I am worthy of all that is good. Other people's limiting beliefs or lack of love for themselves does not undermine my worthiness or my love for myself. Other people's limiting beliefs and lack of love for themselves does not undermine my worthiness and my love for myself. Love is all around me. Love is all around me. The foundation love is built upon is within me. The foundation love is built upon is within me. The love I share comes back to me tenfold. The love I share comes back to me tenfold. My inner love knows no limit. My inner love knows no limit. My love and abundance don't divide, they multiply. My love and abundance don't divide, they multiply. I am just as worthy of love today as I have always been. I am just as worthy of love today as I've always been. Love fuels my manifestations. Love fuels my manifestation. Thank you. I hope this practice helped reignite love for yourself within you. Again, please come back to this practice anytime you feel the need to cultivate a little more love for yourself. And even though my words are coming to an end here, feel free to take this moment for as much stillness as you'd like. And when you're ready, you can return back to the room, back to your breath, and open your eyes.